Okay, we're at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis, and the last line. We're still in the middle of our discussion, which we started on Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph, which is, what is the Yisoid of the Pol eating? Is it that he's eating Mishalo, or he's eating Mishal Shamayim? So the Gemara's going back and forth, and the last thing we left off with was what seems to be a steer between a Mishnah and a Braisa, that there's definitely a Machlekes, so the question is, what is the resolution? That the Braisa is telling us that a person is allowed to make a stipulation. He can make a deal with the employer on behalf of his avodim, which are ketanim, without asking them. He doesn't discuss it with the avodim ketanim, or the question even if they have the right to be meichel, but he just makes a deal with their employer and says, they're not going to eat the food and we're going to get extra money. So the Braisa says you're allowed to do that, and the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara wanted to say, that must be that the Machlekes, the Mishnah, and the Braisa is about this Nakuda. That the Braisa holds Mishalohu Ochel, and since this person is providing for his avodim ketanim, he owns all of the monetary benefits that come, and therefore he has the right to make a stipulation. Whereas, and this is one of the monetary benefits because the mishalo you own it. Whereas the case of the Mishnah is talking about is going leman de omar, that it's mishal shemaim. It says mishal shemaim, even though the owner of the avodim actually owns all of the monetary rights that come to this eved. He still doesn't have the right to take this because it's not a monetary right, it's from Shemayim. So that was what the Gemara left off. The Gemara was Matcha. It says, no, really, we're talking about a case where the guy is not giving mazonos. Both the Braisa and the Mishnah could be holding the Mishalo. Everybody could read Mishalo. It's a question of what's going on. In the case of the Mishnah, the owner and the father and the owner, whatever the case is, in all the cases of the Avodim and the Bonim, the supporter is not giving, he's not supporting, he's not giving any of the food. Whereas in the case of the Braisa, he is. So in the case of the Braisa, he's allowed to make the Katsitsa on their behalf. And in the case of the Mishnah, he's not allowed to do it. That's what the Gemara left off. So the Gemara now asks the question, the bottom line, B'mayu kimta l'masitza b'shein ma'ala mazonis. You want to say that the Braisa is when you give mazonis. The Mishnah is also a case where he doesn't give mazonis. Since he's not giving his children mazonis, not giving his children, not giving the avodim, therefore he has no right to make that stipulation against them. The Gemara says, even if that's true, this works well according to the Manda Omar. Rashi tells us the famous Machlekes in Gittin. He doesn't say famous, but it's famous. Machlekes in Gittin, whether or not the owner of a slave has the right to say, listen, I want you to work, I say me, and I'm not giving you food. You figure it out. Go at night, go try to collect food. Are you allowed to do that? So if you hold that a Rav is not allowed to do that, so then we understand, Shap, it works well that in the Mishnah, since you're not allowed to do that, so the Mishnah holds that since the you're not allowed to say Aseimim Nezoncha, and the owner is not giving him food, he doesn't have the right to own all of their work. He can't make them work. He doesn't own their work. However, but according to the opinion that says that an Adon can say, I want you to work for me, I'm not going to give you any food. So, Maikalamemar, what are you going to say? How are you going to explain the Mishnah? Even though he's not giving them Mazonos, even his low Maila Mazonos, at the end of the day, he still owns all of their work. Even if he's not fitting them, he still owns their work, and therefore he should still be allowed to make the stipulation. So, why does the Mishnah say that the Adon is not allowed to do it on behalf of his Avadam Achaktanim? So we're stuck. So the Gemara says, okay, really, we're going to say both cases, the Mishnah and the Braisa, where they're not giving mazonos. Up until now, we thought that the case of the Braisa is where he's giving mazonos to the Eved. The case of the Mishnah is not giving mazonos. So in the case of the Braisa, he can make the Katsitsa. In the case of the Mishnah, not. The Gemara is saying, no, that's not the case. Really, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are speaking about a case where the Adon is not giving. Well, probably, and that itself is the machlekes. The mar sover yachol, the mar sover ein yachol. That itself is the machlekes. That the brisa holds yachol. The rav is allowed to say, "Asei me v'nezoncha, you should work for me. I'm not giving you any food," and therefore that's expressed by the fact that the brisa allows him to make the katsitsa. The mishnah holds, no, you're not allowed to do it, and therefore, in the case of the mishnah, since it's not giving them food, he doesn't own any of their work, and therefore he can't make the stipulation with their employer on their behalf. So Gemara says, okay, that works out nicely. But for v'yechonon, the amar yachol a rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he is of the opinion that a Rav is allowed to do it. In other words, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is, Yochal HaRav Lomar Seim Even Azancha. He allows the Adon to say to the Eved, sorry, you have to work for me, I'm not giving you any food. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Kasha, Shavik Masnis of Avim Kebraisa. Now that you're telling me that this Nakuda is actually the Nakuda Samachlek is between the Mishnah and the Braisa, that the Mishnah does not allow you to do it, to say Seim Even Azancha, and the Braisa does allow you to do it, Rabbi Yochanan, who allows you to do it, how could he leave over, how could he be Shavik, the Masis, and leave over the Mishnah of Avad Gebraisa, do like the Braisa? That doesn't make sense. He would pass like a Mishnah over a Braisa. So we're forced in Rabbi Yochanan to say something else. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Everybody holds Mishal Shemaim Ha'ochel. The Gemara wants to say that really, now we're going back to Wisat Chatchila, back to the question of Mishal Shemaim Mishalo. And the Gemara is saying, really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds Mishal Shemaim Ha'ochel. Now, if it's Mishal Shemaim Ha'ochel, we said you're never allowed to make a stipulation, even if you own it, even if you're giving them food and you own all of their stuff, all of their income, it's not going to allow you to eat because this is a special thing that came from Shemaim. It's not any, there's no ownership here. It's not that the Pole himself doesn't even own the food. So Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody holds Mishal Shemaim Ha'ochel. So what's the machlokes? Because v'lo matz, v'lo, and therefore v'lo matzi katzis, and therefore you can't make the katzis like we said. You can never make this katzis because it belongs to Hashem. So umay katzis, what does it mean that you make a katzis? Damar Rabbi Yishya, when Rabbi Yishya said the katzis, Rabbi Yishya who was the author of the Braisa, when he says katzis, what does he mean? He means mizoinus. It means that he's, what does it mean? Katzis, that he, they fix that you're going to give him mizoinus. What does that mean? So the pshad is, says Rashi, Shehitin lehem mazonus me'ikara harbe. The employer made a deal with the owner of the slaves, or the father of the children, that listen, I'm going to pay you some money, and you're going to feed them a lot before they come to work for me. And this way, when they come to work, they're not going to eat a lot. Since they're going to be full, they're not going to eat a lot. So that's what the pshat is in the braisa. Everybody agrees you can never make a real katzitza. But the katzitza we're speaking about before, to make a deal that they're going to forfeit their food, that you can't do. That everybody agrees you can't do, because it's Mishal Shemaim. Here, it's a different type of katzitza. The braisa, when it said the word katzitza, didn't mean the same thing as the Mishnah. The Mishnah meant the katzitza like we just spoke about. They're going to be forfeiting the food. The braisa was talking about a different type of katzitza, namely a katzitza where the employer makes a deal with either the owner or the father that the father is going to feed them before, and that for sure should be mutter. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's true, so the Kavasai gabi behema tevin akutzla. So if that's true, that the Braisa of Rabbi Yishya is talking about making katzitza to feed them before, so by the behema also you should be able to do it. Let him do a katzitza there also. Right, up until now we told the katzitza that you're not going to feed him, so that you have no right. We explain you can't do it to a behema because that's a din. Lo sachsam, you can't make deals on behalf of the behema. Mashenkin over here, now they tell me the katzitza in the Braisa means something else. You're feeding him before. Okay, feed the animal before. What's wrong with that? Not only that, says Rashi, we said you're allowed to do it. So this doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Gemara has to shlug up that. That's impossible to say that's not in the Braisa because it doesn't make sense by the payment. The top choice is asked, why does the Gemara ask the Kasha, this basic Kasha where we're slugging up this last pshat, why are you asking it only from Behema? You could have asked it, the question from Beno Bito Akatanim as well. So Tosus' first terrace is Enechanam, you could have said that. The second tirah is interesting. Tosfos says that no, by the banim katanim, there's a tzad to say you're not allowed to do that. Right? By behem, there's nothing wrong. Feed the animal before. What's wrong with feeding the children before? So says Tosfos, that entails a little bit of tzar. And therefore, lav kol kamidu letzarim kal. You're not allowed to be mitzar the kids at all. So I guess that's still a little bit of tzar by having them eat before and therefore not going to be so hungry at the time. That itself involves a little bit of tzar. I guess you're stuffing them before. Is some type of tzar. Okay, so the bottom line is we're still back to the Kasha of Rabbi Yochanan, and how do we understand Pshat over here in the Mishnah of the Braisa? Ela b'hakam ifilisa, the Gemara finally capitulates at the end and says, right, we're stuck and we have to say that this Nakuda that we've been discussing about Mishal Shemaim u'Mishalo is in fact the Nakuda of Machloikes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. B'hakam ifilisa, they're arguing about this Nakuda. The Mar Savar Mishalo u'Oichel u'Mar Savar Mishal Shemaim u'Oichel. The Braisa who allows you to make the stipulation on behalf of the Avodim. So the Braisa holds Mishalohu Oichel. And since the Poel is eating his own stuff, and the owner owns the Eved, right? The Eved is the Poel, so the owner owns the Avodim stuff. So in this case, therefore, the owner owns the Mazonos that's coming to him. He has the right to make the Katzitza. Tosus points out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be even if it's not Mal Mazonos, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, since you could say Aseimi Ben Izoncho, so automatically, whether or not the Adon is providing any mezonos for the Eved, he has the right to make this deal, this stipulation with the employer, because of the fact that he owns everything the Eved is doing. And this food that he's getting from the employer, that the Eved is getting from the employer, is included in one of the monetary benefits that goes to the owner, because it belongs to the Eved. So that's what the Braisa holds. Umar Saver Mishal Shemaim Oichel, but the Mishnah in fact holds that it's Mishal Shemaim Oichel, and since it's Mishal Shemaim, so therefore, you're not allowed to make a stipulation like we've said the whole time. You have no right to say this is a special gift that Hashem is giving him. You can't make right. You don't own that. The owner for sure doesn't own that. The owner of the Eved doesn't own that food because it's coming from Shemayim, and therefore he has no right to make any deal. So that's what would come out. But the Pasha Pshat will come out that we're going to conclude that since the Mishnah is the one that holds Mishal Shamayim, it would seem like that is in fact the Halacha. So that's the end of that discussion. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now we'll read this quickly because this is we had this entire Mishnah almost. Came out the entire Mishnah yesterday. A person can make this ketzitza which we've been speaking about to forfeit the food. He could do it for himself. He could do it for his kids that are older. Also for his older avadim. For his wife. Because they have das and they have the ability to forfeit it. He can't do it for the children, and not for the avodim which are young, and that was the steer from here to the braisa. And not for all those others, for the younger children and the younger avodim, and for the mehema, because they do not have das and they can't be mehema. Someone who hires a polim to work the netta ravoi, and netta ravoi, like we said yesterday again, is usher for the polim to be eating outside of Yerushalayim without a chaymas, as Rashi. Hari elu lo yochlu, so therefore these people are not allowed to eat. As we'll see from the next line, implication is that right now they knew about it. And therefore, this continues the Mishnah, lo hodion, if the owner did not inform them before that they're going to be working with Netar Avai, so then paido machil, and then it's his responsibility, it's upon him to be paido, to redeem the food, and to feed them. Nisparsu agulav nispatchu chaviosav. If the guy's hiring them to do a different type of work, not the regular work, but he already had the figs made and then they got ruined, they were unraveled, and they were getting scattered, or his chavios of wine opened up, hare elu lo yochal, lare elu yochlu, these people, the workers are not allowed to eat, because again, this is something which does not fit the bill of the original Mishnah. It has to be b'mechuber from Gemar Melach until the fact that it's talush, and it's not nigmar v'lacha t'maiser, and this is already after that point. Imlohodin ma'aser machilan. If he did not let them know, then he's ma'aser u'machilan. That's right, yasala. That's not the word. It's not ma'aser. It's ma'aser over there. It's a verb that he's ma'aser. He's ma'aser them and then machilan. Shoymri peros oichlin mehilchos medina avlo minatayra. Shoymri peros people that are hired to guard peros, so they're allowed to eat from Hilchos Medina, which means that's the accepted, says Rashi, the Kfar Nagu, this is the minig, what's going on in that town, or in that Medina, in that country, of a low minatayra, but minatayra they're not going to be eating. So they're not entitled on to the Deoraisa din, which we've been speaking about until now in the Perek, since that's the minig, so you have to give them to eat. The Gemara brings down the discussion over here, Shoim Riperos. What's the status of Shoim Riperos? Amar Rav, lo shanu, ela Shoim Reginos Hapartesim. Says Rav, the din of the Shoim Riperos only that we said in the Mishnah, that they eat Mehilchos Medina but not Minatayra, that only applies to workers that are watching gardens, upardes, and in orchards. And Rashi says the Lo Shanu is the Ein Shoimrin Oichle Minatayra. We only said that they don't eat Minatayra when they're watching these types of things. Gaines upardes, and why? As Rashi explains, and Tos also explains like this, Tavle Mechobr Vishash Ein Gmar Melacha, like we just mentioned a minute ago. Right, this is a case of mechuber, where it's not the Gemara Melacha, and that doesn't fit the bill of the Mishnah. Therefore, Min HaTorah, you're not allowed to eat. So in that case, they're not going to be eating Min HaTorah, but they're allowed to eat Milchos Medina. So says Rav, Aval Shoymer Gitos V'Aremos. But if they be watching Gitos, something from the wine press, or Aremos, which are the piles of the grain after they have been cut, so then those things are already betalush, and they're before the full Gemar Melacha for Meiser, so therefore, Ochel Minatayra. So those people are going to be eating Minatayra, even though all they're doing is Shomer. They're not doing the normal Melacha, which we're discussing up until now, which are doing some type of work. They're threshing, or they're carrying. They're doing something with the actual produce here. They're not even touching the produce. They're watching. Says the Rav, no, they're still going to be eating, they're still going to be allowed to eat Minatayra. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, you see from Rav, Kosavar, Mishamer Ko'isa Meisa Dami, then Rav's Shita is that guarding is just like doing a Meisa. So therefore, says Rav, when the Mishnah talks about the Shoim Riperos Oichlin Milchos Medina, the reason why they're only eating Milchos Medina and not Midaraisa is not because there's anything wrong with the Shmira. It's not because of what they're doing. Their Pa'ula is not a full Pa'ula. No, the Shmira is a regular act. It's a regular action. The reason why they're not eating Minatar is because it doesn't fit the original bill of the Mishnah, which is something which is being done Mechuber, It has to be done when it's b'chubr b'shah gemar b'lach, and these things are b'shah she'en gemar b'lach. Okay, that is Shitas Rav. Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says, Faker, the Mishnah is dafka speaking in the case of Gitos va'aremos, and even there, they're only allowed to eat midin of the Medina and not midin deraisa. Aval shomer ginus ha'pardesim, but if they'd be washing ginus ha'pardesim, which are not even at the stage of gemar malacha when they're mechuber, ein an oichlin lo min ha'toyer v'lo min chosadina, then those workers are not entitled to eat at all. So what do you see from Shmuel? The exact opposite. Kosover mishamer lav ka'osa ma'isa da ma'isa. Shita Shmuel is that guarding is not an oisa ma'isa. And therefore, when they're guarding, they're automatically, when they're guarding, are only entitled to get midina. They're never going to be eating the ikar halacha of the din d'araisa, because they're not doing real work. So when they're being shomer on something which is already at the stage when you're normally chayiv, so then from the din of medina they're going to be allowed to eat. But if not, they're going to be completely out of the parsha of eating. Tosfos makes a nice aria. Tosfos says, in the Ramaskal Oshan al Shomer Ginus Apardesim, that they don't eat Minat Torah. So Taisa says, when the Gemara says, so it comes out that Lefi Rav, right? So the Shomer Ginus Apardesim, they're eating Midir Abanon. They're eating Midir Abanon, but other people are eating Midir Raisa. So in fact, Taisa says, Vahadar Min Lael Hamanachish Bevatzalim, Vechein La'ad Elakashish Tachazesa Hareza Lo Yoichal. When we had a price that says lahedya, that people that are eating at the wrong time, meaning if they're not eating, if they're working on something which is not gemar malacha v'mechuber, the lashon of price is they don't eat. So what do you mean they don't eat? According to the way we're learning over here, they do eat, just not midaraisa. So the Taisa says, yeah, that's what you have to learn. Hainu min atayr v'milchas medina yal achel. Based on our Mishnah, it's going to come out now, the way the Taisa is going in Rav now, but it's going to come out that when we find cases earlier which says they don't eat, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't eat at all. It just means they don't eat on a Torah level. They could be eating on a derabbanan. Okay, so the Gemara now continues. Now this is our machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara now goes to discuss this machlekes. Mazav Ravacha Baravuna, Mazav Ravacha Baravuna es hakasha hamashamer es hapara b'tamei begadim. So the halacha is that someone who is hired to watch the paraduma, he's b'tamei begadim. You know the din is that anyone involved in the paraduma acquires a level of tumah, and therefore the din over here is that someone who is watching the paraduma, he's also gonna become tame. He's metame begadim. Rashi says he's watching the paraduma mishchitasa va'ad kino safar, from the time that it was shechted until you finish the whole process and you burn it and you make it into ashes and you take the ashes for to be used for the sprinkling. And that he's watched. He's being paid to watch for that entire time. So the Gemara asks the kashan Shmuel the amris mishamer lav kosa ma'isa dami. If you can hold like Shmuel, that Mishamer is not considered to be doing a Maisa, you're not doing an action. So am I a time of begadim? Why is he a time of begadim? Bishop, according to Rav, okay, he did an action, he did a Maisa. So that Maisa is enough to be Matamim. But according to Shmuel, he didn't do anything. So why are you being Matamim? That's just Rashi. Again, Rashi brings the Mishnah in Para. Kol ha'oiskin bepar mitchilasa v'atsof, mitchil v'atsof mitamim begadim. People that are oisek in the Para. So oisek has the implication that we're talking about some type of Maisa that you're doing. Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Ula, Gzeira Shema Yaziz Ba'ever. So Rabbi Ula answers for Shmuel, Enechanami, Midaraisa, you're not Mitami. But the reason why we're Mitami, that's only a Gzeira, it's a Dindar Abaner. It's a Gzeira because maybe the guy is watching the par, even though he's not necessarily going to be touching the animal, but he may at some point, in order to guard the animal, have to move one of the limbs of the animal. And he may do that unwittingly without, and he might not remember it. So because of that, we just as a blanket rule for Mitami. Masrav Kana Mishamer Arv V'Chamish Mekshos. Hareze Lo Yemali Kreso Me'echad Mehen. So you have somebody who's watching four or five squashes, so he's not allowed to be eating. He can't fill up his stomach from any one of them. Ele Mikol Echad Ve'echad Ochal Afi Cheshmen. He has to divide it up equally. So he's paid to watch for four or five different ones. So he has to spread it out evenly. He can't just be Me'mali Kreso. He can't fill up his stomach from one of them. So if you hold that a Mishamer is not Kosa Maisadami, a Mai Oichel, why is he eating at all? Well, he shouldn't be entitled to eat Bechlau. Says Rashi, Ha'amris Shoimre Mechuber Afilo Mechuchos Medina Lo Achli El Korchach Kosa Maisadami, right? Shmuel is the one, according to the way that we explained in Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it comes out that according to Shmuel, if you're eating from Mechuber, right? So even Mehilchos Medina you don't get. The whole time you get Mehilchos Medina is when you're eating at a time, when you're watching at a time where if had you be doing a real action, you would be Chayav Min HaTorah. So now that you're doing only Shmira, we're going to give you the din of Hilchos Medina. So then Medin of the Medina, you're going to be able to eat. But if you're doing something which is not even the proper time, so Shmuel said, you don't eat Bechlal. So why are these workers getting anything? They shouldn't be eating Bechlal. This worker shouldn't be eating Bechlal. So Amar of Shimi, Amar of Shimi Barashi, Ba Kurin Shanu. We're talking about squash that already actually been picked off. It looked like, the Pashup Shad, it sounded like they're still attached to the ground because you're watching them grow. It's like, no, they've already been uprooted from the ground. So Bakurin Shon, that was taught by, we're talking about a case of Akurin. So frankly, Gemara Akurin, follow Enigma Melachta Lamaisa. If they're Akurin, so then we have the opposite problem. If they're already Akurin, so now they're totally finished. So we originally thought the stage was that they weren't finished as Mechubar yet, and therefore they're not yet entitled to eat, because the time that the pole is entitled to eat only starts by Mechubar when it's Gemara Melacha. Now we have the opposite problem. It's already past the full Gemara Melacha for Meiser after they've been Talush, and at that point it's too late and not allowed to eat anymore. So that's called Nigmar Lachta Lamaiser. That's already called the Gemara Melacha for Meiser, the candy. So the Gemara is Loshalonita Piko Shalem. No, the flour, which we mentioned earlier in the Gemara, in the Masechta, in this parak also, that if the Lopitul Rashi brings from the Gemara in Pechasim and Beis, that if it's that flour hasn't yet been picked off, even though the squash himself is cut from the ground, but this flour is still on them, so it's not called Nigmar Melacha for Meiser. Okay, Amar Ravashi. So even though we just attacked Shmuel from two cases, now Gemara flips it around and brings a right to Shmuel. Amar Ravashi kivasi to Shmuel mistabra. Says Ravashi, it makes a lot of sense to go like Shmuel. Why? This nan, because we learned in our Mishnah, the Eilo Oichlim Min HaTorah, these are the people that are eating Min HaTorah. Okay, now we're going all the way back to the Mishnah of Pezayin, where we started this whole sugya. Ha'oyseh b'machubi l'karka b'shas gemar melacha v'tal shvachule. So we said, these are the people, the workers that can eat min ha-Torah, if they're following the requirements stated in the mission about mechubar and talash. So the Gemara is medayik from that lashon, mechlal di'ika d'loka achal min ha-Torah el melchus medina. So if you're emphasizing the lashon, oichlen min ha-Torah, these are the ones that eat min ha-Torah, implication is that these guys are eating min ha-Torah. There are other people that are not eating min ha-Torah, but they could eat for some other reason. Now at this point, what is that other reason? We don't know. And Rashi points out, "Mechal diga de lo achol min haTorah va'achol mehilchos Medina." What is that? Says Rashi, it could be when they're eating b'mechubar l'karka when it's not gemar melacha, or they're eating b'talush after the gemar melacha for meiser, or davar shegadul min haAret. In other words, if you take all the requirements of the Mishnah, you could say, okay, if you don't meet those requirements, maybe those are the cases of people eating from the din of Medina. So the Mishnah is telling me, you got to meet these three requirements. Mechubar like this, talush like this, and has to be gedulei karka. So at this point, I might think that, okay, so what does it mean? Who are the people that are eating shalom in a Torah? Could be the people that don't meet those requirements. But the Gemara says, the Gemara, but it's not so posh. Because Eima say, if you go to the Sefer of the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? Ve'elu she'enan oichlin. These are the people that don't eat. These are the workers that don't eat. That's the continuation of the Mishnah. So, what does it mean that they don't eat? If you think, if it's going to mean the people that don't eat Minotaur, but they eat from the din of Medina, El Milchos Medina, so a high Nereisha. That's exactly what we said in the Reisha, because we already were Daik in the Reisha. These are the people eating Minotaur, so there are other people that don't eat Minotaur, they eat from Milchos Medina. So, you can't be talking about that. So, when the Sefer talks about these people that are not eating, you can't be chazering over the same thing, because that would be high Nereisha. Oh, so must be. Who are the people in the Mishnah that don't eat Min HaTorah or Milchos Medina? So who are those people? Mind you, those are the people we suggested before. That's Oyseh b'mechubar l'karka b'shas ein gemar melacha, right? Or it could be the other two cases, the same idea, right? The people eating Batalish after the Chiyuv Meiser. But the bottom line is that when you don't fit the requirements of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah explicitly speaks out there in the Seifa that those people that don't meet those requirements, they're not doing mechubar the proper way, they're not doing talush the proper way, they're not doing the karka, so they don't eat at all. So the Mishnah now says these people are not eating at all. V'kol shekein shomer ginus apardesos. So if even the people doing the actual maisa are not eating when they're not doing it in the proper way that the Mishnah delineates, so kol shekein the shomer ginus apardesos are not going to be eating at all. So now we have shver. If you tell me that at the end of the Mishnah that people don't fit the requirements, and kol shekein, people that are being shamed, not even doing a real malacha, a real maisa, for sure those people are not eating at all. So what did the resha of the Mishnah mean when there are some people that are not eating min haTorah, but they do eat min derabanan? Who are those people? It can't be the people we thought l'chatchila, because we see from the end of the Mishnah those people don't eat at all. So who are the ones that eat from Hilchos Medina? Must be Those are the people that are the shomerim. What are they shomer for? They're shomer for things which meet the requirements, right? In other words, like we said in the beginning, they're shomer for the gitos of aremos. So if you're shomer for the gitos of aremos, then you eat only milchos medina, not minatar. Who does that go like? That goes like Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, a shomer by definition is not doing a maisa, and therefore he's not entitled to the din deraisa. He's only entitled to the din derabbanan. But according to Rav, it's going to be shver, because according to Rav, a shomer is going to eat on a deraisa level. So according to Rav, we're stuck. Who is going to be that case of the reisha where they're not eating on a deraisa level, but they are eating on a derabbanan level? Okay, so that was the end of that. Was a short mishnah and gemara, and now we move into maybe one of the most famous mishnayos and shas that everybody probably knows. Comes the Mishnah, Arba Shomrim Hein. There are four types of Shomrim. Okay, we've all heard of the four Shomrim. Here it is. What are the four Shomrim? Shomer Chinam, VeHashoyel, Noisei Sachar, VeHasoicher. Okay, a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer is getting paid, who's not getting paid at all, he's working for free. A Shoyel, who's borrowing, a Noisei Sachar, who's getting paid, and a Soicher, a renter. Shomer Chinam, Nishba Alakoil. A Shomer Chinam, who's the least responsible. So anything that happens to the item, he just takes a shvua that he wasn't negligent, and he gets off scot-free, he doesn't have to pay anything. On the opposite extreme, v'ashoyel mishalim yisakol. The shoyel pays for everything. There's nothing that he'll be exempt from. He's going to have to pay for everything. V'noisei sachar v'hasoicher nishboim ala shvura v'ala shvuya v'ala meso. So the other two, the one who's getting paid and the renter, they are able to take a shvua on certain things. What are those things? If something broke, or it was taken into captivity, or somebody was snatched by somebody, the alamesa, or the animal died. Let's say they're watching an animal, the animal died. In all those three cases, so they're not responsible, they don't have to pay, but they have to take a shvua that they didn't do anything, that this is exactly what happened, and they met their responsibilities. But when it comes to other things of aveda gneva, if something was stolen, or if it was lost, so then they are chayiv to pay. So they're in the middle ground. They're in the middle. A shomer chinam gets off for everything. All he has to take a shvua. A shoyel is chayiv for everything. And then in the middle ground, you have coupled together the sachar and the soicher. The noisei sachar and the soicher. So the Gemara says, Man Tano, who is the author of this Mishnah of Arba Shomrim? Who's the one that spoke about the Arba Shomrim? So before the Gemara can answer the question, the Gemara right away jumps in. Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. I'm sorry, before, the first the Gemara Teres answer, and the Gemara will jump in a second. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Rabbi Meir. The author of this Mishnah is, in fact, Shitas Rav Meir. In other words, it's only gone like Rav Meir. So the Gemara interjects first, like, what are you talking about? Amar Lei, Rav Lei, Rav Nachman, Mi'ikot, the Lestei, Arba Shomrim. What do you mean it's Rav Meir? Is there someone who argues on this? Everybody holds of the Arba Shomrim. We just said it's a very famous Mishnah. Everybody holds of the Arba Shomrim. So what do you mean it's Shitas Rav Meir? So the Gemara explains really what it was asking. Amar Lei, Hachei Kamin Alecha. Man, this Rav Nachman Rav Avuah was saying, he says, this is what I meant to say. I was telling you, Man Tana, who is the author of the Mishnah that says that a Seicher is Kenoisei Sachar, that equates the din of a Seicher with the Noisei Sachar, that it puts a Shomer Sachar and a Seicher together. So the answer to that was Rav Meir. That is Shitas Rav Meir, but not everybody agrees to that. So in fact, the Gemara of Harevim Vaharev Meir, if Chashaminale, you want to tell me that Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah, we've heard the exact opposite in the name of Rav Meir. Why? Because here it is from a brisa to Tanya, soicher, ketzad, mishalim. The brisa asks, how does a soicher pay? Rav Meir oimer kashomer chinam. He pays like a shomer chinam. In other words, he has the din of a shomer chinam. Rav Yehuda oimer kashomer sachar. And Rav Yehuda says that his din of a shomer sachar. So we have a furish in the brisa, the exact opposite. That Rav Meir does not treat a soicher like a shomer sachar. He rather treats him like a shomer chinam. It's Dafka Rav Yehuda is the one that says that he's like a shomer sachar. The Gemara answers, Rabba Baravua, Ifcha Ktani. Rabba Baravua, he actually added the opposite reading of the Braisa. He had the reading of the Braisa, which is where Rav Meir equates a Seicher and a Shomer Seicher, and that lines up with our Mishnah. The Gemara now says, Ihachi, if that's so, Arba, you want to tell me that it's four, Shleishaninu. You want to tell me that it's four Shomer? It's only three Shomer. Now that you're putting them together, that a Shomer Seicher and a Seicher are together, so you don't have four. How could the Mishnah say Arba Shomrim is really only four? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Dalid Shomrim v'dineim Shlosha. There are four types of Shomrim, because there actually are four categories. They're doing different things. right? One is a seicher, one is getting paid, one is renting it and is using it, the other one is getting paid to watch it, but the din is three. So it's true that they have the in terms of the dinim, there's only three sets of dinim, but in terms of the actual shomim, there are four. Just to mention, very interesting, that the bottom taisus here asked a question that we spoke about yesterday. Yesterday we pointed out, taisus b'masal, the same as b'masal ihachi, right, that whenever you have an ihachi in the Gemara, our assumption is that the Gemara means, that the literally the words ihachi, if so, the Gemara is asking a question, now, if so, that you made this last step, so now I have a kasha. Meaning, Bishlama, if you wouldn't have told me the last thing you said, I wouldn't have a kasha. But Ihachi, now that you just told me the last move, you just made that Okimter, whatever the Gemara was doing, so now I have a kasha. So yesterday we asked, how did the Ihachi work in the Gemara? We spoke about that. Toises of here asked, that L'chayri here, the Ihachi doesn't work. Because here, what's the Gemara saying? Ihachi, if so, so how do you understand the Gemara, how do you understand that it's four, it should really be three? Now this question, that there are only three Shomrim and not four, that's a question completely... regardless of what we spoke about up until now, it's nothing to do with the machlekes made of Yehuda. It's not makasha. The Mishnah says arba shomrim, and you want to say there are only three. It has nothing to do with the discussion of Remeir and what Remeir holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds. So because of that, Tosa says even though Tosa yesterday on Tzadik Beis Min Veis is asking this kasha that oh Yehachi always has to mean based on what you just said, Tosa says it doesn't always mean that. It says Tosa, hi Yehachi, ain't bo Yamis Bishma. You don't have the Yamis Bishma over here. This Yehachi doesn't work like other Yehachis, and he says. And he explains the Mikar, now we have a Matzah Kshir. He could have asked this question right away. It's nothing to do with the last step. But Toys says, V'chein yesh harbi v'gemara. We have a lot of times the Gemara does this, so don't be worried about it. But even though, says Toys says, I do ask, and I will ask very often, what's going on with the Ihachi? And very often Toys says answers, but once in a while you don't have an answer, it's okay, because the Ihachi doesn't always have to be going like that. It's interesting that the Masoras HaShas here brings down, the Sifkatan Yud, that Rashi in Shavuos, the Gemara in Shavuos also brings this discussion, that Rashi over there doesn't have the Girsa, the Ihachi. Rashi takes out the girsa, which is very geschmack. If you're trying to learn the Yehachi, that it should be bedafka the way it normally means.